This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3914 for Thursday, the 3rd of August, 2023. Today's show is entitled, How to Deal with Blisters. It is hosted by DNT and is about 4 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is a technique my father taught me for dealing with blisters. You are listening to a show from the reserve queue. We are airing it now because we had free slots that were not filled. This is a community project that needs listeners to contribute shows in order to survive. Please consider recording a show for Hacker Public Radio.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio. This is your host, DNT. This one, I'm making it an emergency show for the emergency queue. And I want to talk about something that my father taught me when I was pretty young about dealing with blisters. I remember him doing this to my brother on, I don't know how exactly he got a bunch of blisters on his hand. He showed this to us, and then I've done it many times since, and I haven't had any problems. Most recently, I went on a trip to Chicago with my brother, and my brother walks quite a lot, and he was visiting from Brazil, going to Chicago, and then I went to Chicago and met him there, and we walked a whole lot. Since now I live in the United States, I'm not used to walking much at all anymore, so my feet were suffering quite a lot, and he was absolutely fine. So every night we got to the hotel and I would kind of do maintenance on my feet as you would do to a horse or something like that. So what I did was, I think after the second day, I had blisters on two blisters on one foot. And so what you can do is, so I went to Walgreens, which is like a drugstore here in the U.S., and I bought a sewing kit. Then you can take your needle and your thread. You thread the needle, and then you poke into your blister, being careful not to poke your flesh, and then cross it to the other edge of your blister, and then poke it through to come out with your needle. Then pass the needle through, leaving some thread inside your blister. Then you can squeeze it and some liquid will come out. And none of this will hurt, obviously. So some liquid will come out, so it's good to squeeze it with a napkin or something like that at first. And then you can just leave it like that. It'll hurt a lot less right away. And then you just leave the thread in. And when you get home in the evening, you can remove it, and then you can just move on. And after a while, the skin will come off completely, but you won't have any more pain pretty much immediately after you do this. So it's a pretty cool trick. I had never seen anyone do this before. My father taught me this a long, long time ago, and I've never seen anyone do it since. I don't know if he came up with this or what, and he's not with us anymore, so I can't ask him. But so I'm passing it on here as an emergency show. Now, this was being posted in 2022, and just recently we had a show that had been posted in 2012 come through to the main feed. So perhaps this will go out in about 2033. Perhaps, if things go well, I suppose. So, here's a shout-out from 2022 to you in the future. Alright, thank you for listening. Now, remember, if you're listening to this, it means Hacker Public Radio is short on shows, so just sit down with your phone and record something like this. Just share a little something that you know or whatever, and send it into Hacker Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.
been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.